title said, The World of Antarctica.
Antarctica? Said Jack. We studied Antarctica in school. There's hardly anything there. Where would we find the secret of happiness in Antarctica?
I do not know, said Kathleen, but Morgan has sent a rhyme to help your search. She handed Annie a slip of parchment. Annie read Morgan's rhyme aloud.
For the final secret, you must go to a burning mountain of ice and snow, on wheels by air, then all fall down till you come to the cave of the ancient crown. Then speed to Camelot by close of day, lest grief take Merlin forever away.
Forever away? Said Annie.
I fear so, said Teddy.
I don't understand, said Jack. This rhyme sounds like we're going to a fantasy world, a place with a burning mountain and a cave of the ancient crown. But Antarctica's a real place, totally real.
Aye, Morgan's rhyme is a mystery to me too, said Teddy. But you still have the wand of Dianthus to help you, do you not? Asked Kathleen.
Yes, said Jack.
But he looked inside his backpack just to make sure. There it was, the gleaming spiraled wand of the unicorn.
Good, said Kathleen.
And you remember the three rules of the wand?
Sure, said Annie. The wand's magic only works if our wish is for the good of others. It only works after we've